Allen has become a place of dread terror and weird scientific happenings. Mrs. Gregory, Captain Bradford, and Jerry Hall are constantly watched by the mastermind of the strange colony on the Isle of Euclidea. Joan, the long-lost little daughter of Mrs. Gregory, has been found on the island and wants to escape with her mother and her new friends. But this seems impossible. Captain Bradford is confined in a cell. And as Jerry talks to him through the solid, yet translucent wall, the captain chokes, seizes his throat, and falls.
Captain Bradford! Tex! Tex! What happened to you? Oh, gee, I gotta do... Joan told me not to touch this wall. It's charged with electricity. But I've got to do something for Tex. That crazy old sinus G-47 has done this. I'll find him. Help! Help! Somebody! G-47! Joan! Mrs. Gregory! Help! Mrs. Gregory! Help!
Here I am, Jerry. What's the matter?
Come here quickly, Mrs. Gregory. Hurry!
What's happened, Jerry? You look badly shaken up.
Captain Bradford. Tex, in the cell. Something choked him. He choked and fell down.
Where is he now?
Right here, in this cell.
We've got to do something for him.
Don't touch that wall. It's charged. I didn't go in there, but here comes your seven now. He'll know what to do.
Did he do this to Tex?
I think so. Tex and I were talking about...
What is all the screaming about, you young fool? What is going on here?
You know what's going on.
What have you done to Captain Bradford?
I have done nothing to him. I have ways of knowing what is going on in the cells. I heard this young fool and the captain plotting against me.
But what did you do to the captain?
I did nothing to him.
You did too. He was talking to me, then he started to choke. He grabbed his throat and fell over.
So? There is something wrong here. Come with me. We'll have a look in this cell. I ordered nothing done. It is possible that one of my assistants ordered the gas turned into the cell accidentally.
Hurry, then. He may be dead by now.
That would depend on what kind of gas was given.
He started to turn black in the face.
That is bad. We must hurry. You may come in also.
Look out. Don't touch that wall.
I have no fear. When you ran screaming from the cell, I had the current turned off. We will enter.
Oh, Tex. Tex, what happened to you, Tex?
Keep your face away from his, madame. If it is the lethal gas, one breath of it from his respiratory organs in their natural constriction and you would be... No. He breathes. Strange. What could have happened?
Well, let's do something.
Yes, anything, only hurry.
Well, something is amiss here. I have never had an accident like this. You, young man?
Yes?
Do you know artificial respiration?
Sure I do.
Administer it at once. I have cut all communication to this cell. I must return to my quarters to establish contact with the laboratory again. I will have aid here in less than 90 seconds.
Work fast, Jerry. I know how to do it. Let me help.
Quiet, both
Why
of you.
Why he text you?
Quiet, I said. We have just about a minute. He said all communication was cut off from this cell, so no one will overhear us. I'm all right. Just break this so Jerry would run out yelling and give us his chance.
You sure scared me.
All right, hurry. You have a plan, Tex. What is it?
We'll never get this chance again, so listen closely. At all other times, they can see and hear all we do, no matter where we are on the island or on the yacht. But they must have something to protect themselves against the very thing they have developed.
I don't see...
I do. We figure someone else might be smart enough to invent rays and beams and all that, and they have something that will stop all those things.
Exactly, son. Now, here's a plan. We'll find out what that material is. It's either cloth, wood, or metal, which shields out all rays and cannot be dissolved by gases or light rays. And sound and visibility will not penetrate it. We'll let our hands get our hands on some of that stuff. Pick an excuse to spend our time on the yacht, smuggle that material aboard, and use it to shield our radio while we signal the world, or escape from here. Now, you got all that?
Every word of it. And I'll get G-47 to take me on a tour of all the machines and laboratories and find out what it is.
I'll work too, Tex. Maybe Joan will know.
Quiet. I think I felt a vibration through these walls. Work on me, quick.
Gee, Mrs. Gregory, he's breathing all right, but he doesn't seem to wake up very fast.
Oh, Jerry, what can we do? Why doesn't help come?
There is no need to worry, madame. And you, Hall, you may cease trying to tear the captain's arms out by the roots.
What's it all about?
We can't wake him. Do something for him.
If he dies, I'll get you for this G-47.
Your threats are foolish. And you know it. You cannot harm me.
Never mind that. What happened to Tex?
One of my assistants in the laboratory R3 was working with a new 800-second paralyzing ray. A beam of it must have escaped and cut through this cell.
Then Captain Bradford will be all right?
You mean he'll come out of it just like Joan and I
did? Yes, he will. If it was the 800-second ray, he should be over the effects of it in just 20 seconds, as I figure it from the time you screamed.
Did you time it exactly when I screamed?
Naturally. Our disturbance indicator records every slight shock, even of a voice. Records it to the fraction of a second. And all our personal chronometers are synchronized with that.
Golly, what a place this is. A wristwatch is a personal chronometer.
One thing is exactly the same here as in your world.
I'd like to know what it is.
A talkative young fool.
What are you two arguing about now?
Oh, Tex, what's happened to you?
Oh, we were scared. I saw you start to choke and fall.
Jerry ran for me. Then we got G-47. He says it was an accident.
I don't like your accidents, Chief.
It was entirely an accident. Nothing will happen to you. Nothing of a serious nature. So long as you remain quiet and do not attempt to escape. Oh, but this is most irregular.
That's irregular enough for me, all right. I'm not in the habit of choking myself to sleep.
Is the irregularity I refer to. You, Jerry Hall, when the 60-second ray was turned on you, you did not choke, did you?
Why, no. Ouch!
Oh, sorry I kicked you, kid. Guess I'm a little clumsy for my nap.
Answer the question, Jerry. G-47 is trying to find out something about what happened to Captain Bradford. And answer it. Carefully.
Very good, madame. I see you are learning the necessity for accuracy in our work.
Well, if there's liable to be any more accidents like this, I think we should all help to clear it up.
Very good. Well, Hall, answer my question. Did you feel a choking sensation from the ray?
I guess I did. I don't know. I did a little, but it happened so quickly. Well, I didn't have time to try and move like Captain Bradford did.
Oh, yes. I think that will be it. You were directly in the path of the ray when I used it on you. But this was a stray beam that escaped from the laboratory. And it must have struck Captain Bradford at a tangent. Then as he fell, he got the full force of the center of the beam.
Well, whatever it was, I've had about enough of it. May we go to the yacht now and make ourselves comfortable? You know we haven't any quarters ashore yet.
I was going to suggest that you make your home on the yacht for the time. Some of my assistants have been busy there. You will be observed just as if on the island. And I think you know now what that means?
It means that you can see and hear all we do when you want to. And it would be foolish to try to escape.
Exactly. I may build you permanent quarters on the island tomorrow. Oh, but it takes nearly 1,800 seconds to build a proper apartment for a lady. I cannot spare my assistance tonight.
Boy, half an hour to build a house and he's too busy.
All right, may we go now? I said, where is he?
He's gone, just like a breath.
You forget. You can step through any of these walls if the juice is turned off. The walls all move without a sound.
Good boy, Jerry. Keep a level head on your shoulders. We mustn't let this weird stuff get us to believing in ghosts.
That wouldn't be hard to do after seeing and hearing these things. But we must remember that these people are merely clever scientists. And all they have done, we can do.
Now you're talking, Mrs. Gregory. We can figure it all out if we don't get too excited. And I do believe one thing that old Frankenstein told us.
Well, he doesn't bluff. And in his position, he doesn't have to lie to us. So we'd better believe all he tells us.
Yeah, but I meant what he said about being safe as long as we don't try to escape. It was surely lucky you kicked me when we were talking about... Ouch! Oh, gee, I'm sorry.
Watch it, son. Now, Pat, you and Jerry come with me. We'll go back to the yacht for the night.
I wonder if they'd let Joan stay on the yacht with us. If not, I'll spend the night with her on the island.
I imagine it'd be all right, unless she knows too many things about the island. Things she might tell us.
I'll go see G-47 and ask him.
May I go, please? You and Captain Bradford go down to the yacht, and I'll get Joan and bring her down there.
We'll hurry over to the yacht, Tex. I can fix my cabin up nicely for Joan, and I want to get some pictures to show her.
Funny place, this island. Seemed about half a mile when we sailed around it, but it's only a few steps to walk across it.
They've certainly used every inch of space here. The whole thing is weird, even the name. Euclidea, G-47, Cleostra. Oh, Tex, if we ever get back to the world, what a story we can tell. If we ever get back.
We'll get back. Jerry and Joan ought to be able to find what we were discussing.
There are the lights of the yacht. Yonder. I wonder where the skipper is.
Nothing would get him excited. He's probably having a good sleep in his bunk, waiting to wake up and find it all a dream. Well, here we are, just as we left it. What? Oh, the glasses again, eh?
Someone took my glasses off, too. They didn't even brush against my skin.
But why didn't we see someone before the glasses were taken off?
There are many things on this island that even these glasses will not aid you to see. The young fools will be with you in a moment. Sleep well, my friend. I will watch over you. I will watch over you.
Yes, and he will, too. It looks almost hopeless, Pat.
Now, Tex, remember your own advice. Don't lose your head.
Oh, I know it's all a lot of clever tricks, but they get on your nerves. Those glasses disappearing, for instance. G-47 merely had to paint his hands and face, or wore a mask or gloves of some material which would not reflect visible rays through those glasses we had on.
We're going to be allowed to see just what they want us to see, and no more.
That old deck sure sounds good after walking without making a sound for so long.
Sounds like we were back in our own world again.
When Jerry and Joan get here... Say, Pat, I've got it. You remember what we decided?
You mean what we could use to...
Yes. Well, Joan has it. Has it with her right now.
I don't understand.
You will. In less than a minute, I'll be talking to you. And nobody on this island will hear what I say.